The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Husband for Meir Goldschmidt, Isha Bitochen. Shalom Uvroche. We are speaking on Bitochen, and today I was like to say a few words of Hesped for our dear friend Meir Gavriel and Pinchas Goldschmidt from our Kehila. It's very fitting to say some words about him in the Shirin Bitochen because that was his life. It's interesting to note that his name was Meir Gavriel. Meir is somebody shining, Meir Nechachomim, Ponem Meiros, a shining face, always had a smile on his face, always had a good word to say, never complained. So Hashemi Gavriel is, we know, Midas Mishpat, Midas Adin. He had many hardships in his life, all kinds of issues and health issues the last years, strokes and heart attacks and all kinds of things. But his spirit was always shining. He was able to see the good in everything. And then he once told me a story where as a boy he was in the army, U.S. Army. And in those days, the army was very anti-Semitic, at least anti-religious. And he was mocked to eat kosher. And he had very little to eat. He wanted to get some type of meat inside, and she tried to get different people to maybe somehow smuggle it in for him. Nobody was willing to help him. So finally, the only one that was really willing to help him was, I think he said it was a pastor, a Christian, a minister, whatever he called that was working for the army, who appreciated how genuine Mayor was, and he was a nice guy in these types of dried meat salamis that like they come in a plastic wrapping with a string coming out of it. Anyway, somehow his commander got word of this that, yeah, there's this firm person that's different than everybody else and he has his own meat. So he went to, one day this commander went into his room and he said, open up your coffee. Opened up his coffee and there was a salami hanging over there. Come around the commander gave him over the head and he said, I'm giving you a punishment. You put that string in your mouth and you have the salami dangle out of your mouth and you're going to walk around the entire camp, which is a very, very large camp, and it was the middle of the summer, it was extremely hot. What could he do? And he went around with terrible dizziness and everything. And it was so taxing on his body, this ordeal, that by the time he was finished with it, he was physically sick and had to be put in the hospital, in the infirmary. A few days later, there was a command from above that the Kamat's entire camp has to be sent out to Vietnam to fight over there on the front lines. And one of the only ones that did not go was our dear friend Meir, because he was in the hospital. He wasn't physically fit to go. And as we know, most of those people that went either did not come back or did not come back emotionally healthy. You see that beautiful thing? You have that gvura. Gvura HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without any chesbonos. You don't care what people think or say. Easy or hard. And then, if we recognize that we go to Hashem with the gvura, and that arouses Hashem's chasodim, Hashem is made upon him, on him. Hashem gave him that tziad Shemai to save him his life and save him from tzaras. And then, it was zoicha to Mary, his Choshev, the present wife, Shira Goldsmith, and she had six children at the time they got married. And with his loving heart, he took them into his own family and brought them up as his own children. They had two children together also, and children from before. That was his nature and her nature. Her nature is Tibor L'chaim Tovim. Always just giving to everybody else and being content with what they had, whether it be a lot or whether it be a little. Always looking what we could do for somebody else. He was famous in Rabbi Beit Shemesh years ago, not so many years ago even, as Lokeid Nechashim, the one who traps snakes. And he used to talk to me about it once in a while. He was so excited that he was able to help this person and save the other person. He didn't care about the panosa per se. The main thing that interested him is, can he help people? Can he do something that other people can't? And we was also once that we had a situation with one of my daughters. She put her hand into her purse in the entrance to our home, our apartment, and ended up to be a snake in there. And he was caught in a traffic jam outside the city, and he right away started giving advice and this. And the first thing he did to make sure he came back and right over to us, and he caught it also, come around. So that was his way of life. Always full of simcha. Many of us may remember the simcha teira. He used to go out of his way. One of the last years, they actually rented a place nearby, so it was too hard for him to walk up all the way from the bottom of Nachal Noam. But always being full of simcha and trying to make other people happy. That was his life, because he was living in that world, like we call the world of Bitochen. I don't focus on, I have this problem, the other problem, and he had no, like I mentioned, he had no shortage of problems to focus on. People in the same situation he was in, just go around complaining and upset their whole lives. And he was all around. He realized, I'm in Hashem's hands. Hashem has always been with me. Sometimes I know how I'm going to get out, and sometimes I don't. But I always focus on the good. I emulate Hashem's way. Try to be Mishnei Chol the people. Together with that, we had a Yir Shemayim about making sure to keep all the Menhogi Yisrael and extra potatoes and certain mitzvahs. The cleaning for Pesach by him was almost a half a year project. The family told me that he started already after Hanukkah. By Purim time already, the house was already kosher for Pesach. He couldn't even eat chametz in the house and go climb, crawling under the cabinets and everything to make sure there wasn't even a crumb of chometz. So matin, a person is so pure, doesn't want to have any of that chometz to eat other in his house, cleaning for Shabbos. My dad was always to make sure the house was extra clean for Shabbos. He'd take personal responsibility over it, even though he's physically weak, to clean up the kitchen and around for Shabbos. The family told me the last few days of his life is a little bit not always 100% Yushev, even though I spoke to him the day before he sniffed, and he spoke perfectly, but kind of really were times he was listening. Yushev, a dietary. He started saying, oh, Shabbos is coming, Shabbos is coming. We have to clean up the floor, etc. That's what people say, that the last days of their life, those are things that are important to them. That's important in the Yom Tovim, the Shabbos, the Nekiyos of these days, to be mechaved the mitzvahs. Hashem gives us everything. After that, we'll go out of the way to mechaved him, even if it takes a lot of energy. He was a photographer also. And one of the things he liked taking pictures of were the sunrise, sunset. A few days ago, maybe a week or two or three, I don't know, ago, I got a call from them that he heard there may be a problem having pictures of the sun, which there's a whole big discussion about. It's not so simple. I didn't want to answer him on the spot because I knew that I think he mentioned to me that I know that he had thousands of these pictures. And I said something to the effect it's not so possible. I have to think of a final answer. But I didn't give it back to him right away, and his wife just told me that he didn't want to wait for my answer. Here, there's a potential problem. He threw them all out. That's the way he got rid of the chometz. He got rid of anything he wasn't glad. With his monetary issues also, I spoke to people that had dealings with him. Also, You sometimes have to get money from America. It took a little time. You have to take a loan. Everything will be exactly to the day. Take Claudia, so I give my word. I make sure that I'm going to do everything I can to keep it going. So anyway, this is a person who was there to have in our midst, which is, like I said, is a perfect example of the Baal Bitzachon that's living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like I said, whether such a person gets the gvuras, the hard situations, or gets the pleasant situations, he's always made upon him, shining faith toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to shine back to him. Baruch Hashem Zecher had a sweet life and for himself and with his wife. He brought him to the children. And for everybody around him, everybody knew him, was always taken aback by Simcha Zechayim that he had. His ability to put all his kaisas, like we said, into the different mitzvahs, whether it was easy or it was hard, because Hashem is made upon him on me, I'm going to be made upon him on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Convert the Gevuras into Chasadim. Now, Mayor Tavio is the Oyel Ma'emes. And we should be very careful also, he should be Mayor Tisha. We don't know why Hashem takes people when he takes them, when they're still not that old. But it's definitely part of the Cheshbon is that Klal Yisrael needs a Ritzah Yosha, and that nobody can be better Mayor Yosha than Mayor. And we all made a family. He's able to see only all this upon him, the shining face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon them, with great chasodim, and taking care of everything, and good health for many years. And maybe he made a teach of all of us and all Klal Yisrael. And may we learn from him. That's the biggest force we can do from it, for him, to learn, to have that ability always to focus on how good Hashem is to me, and how happy I can be in every situation, and share that with other people. Hey, this is Baruch.